Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 76 of the Bat Ball Podcast. Now, it's me, Jay Martin, obviously, and it's been a... It's been a while, okay? It's been a while. On the time of release for this episode, it will have been a month since our last episode. A bang-on month, which I know is too long, and I'm sorry, and I just want to say that I am going to get back to doing it full-time if I can. It's just been absolutely hectic in life at the moment with school, the news, and just other stuff that's going on in my life currently. So I've got to prioritise things over this, unfortunately, which I don't like to say, because this has been something I've worked hard for the last 2 years, which is something we're going to touch on today. Now, today is 2 years since this podcast started. Today, right in this very moment, 2 years ago, I said today is going to be my first episode with Kingdom Rapper, and what an episode it was. You know, and I'm going to attach actually some clips of the Kingdom Rapper episode just here. So you can just see, if you just listen to this quick clip here, you can just see how much things have changed, you know, since that very first episode. Have a listen.
Welcome, what's new?
Well, this is the first episode of the Backboard Podcast. I'm Jamie, obviously here with, well, how do you want me to, what title do you want? Kingdom Rapper? What are you?
Bro, whatever you're easiest with, bro. Whatever your KR, Kingdom Rapper.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, I'm here, guys, with Kingdom Rapper for the episode number one.
So you can just tell, can't you? You know, you listen to that and you can hear the PlayStation in the background. Before the episode, which I didn't include into this, you used to hear me doing my little sponsorship thing, which was almost like a, I don't know how to describe it, like almost if you review this video, this and this, Anchor is the best app to use, bloody, bloody, blah, that kind of thing. So it's very interesting to think that we're here for 2 years now, and I really don't know what to say. 2 years of this has been incredible. Now, in the last year, I must say we haven't had that many improvements in terms of episodes. Obviously, in the last year, we've probably done, I think, around 20 episodes, which is, you know, quite bad, really. On my part, it's maybe one every 2 weeks, which is, I would actually say, I don't mean to praise myself here, but this is good considering the amount that's going on right now. I think that actually once every 2 weeks has actually been all right. Obviously, we know recently it's been more one a month, which I don't want to do because it's 12 episodes a year, and I think you guys deserve more than that, and I think we've got more to talk about than that. So, on my behalf, maybe time management issues. I think probably I can agree with that. But also, it's just the fact that I'm thinking of how I want to make this podcast better, because obviously I don't want you to just listen because your friends or your family or that you've listened to this podcast for ages and that this is just your podcast that you listen to. I want you to listen to it because you want to listen to it. I want you to listen to it because it's interesting. I want you to listen to it because we've got the best guests on that is possible at this level. Now, we all know that there is podcasts out there that are the very high standard, best of the best, good podcasts, and they are really, really enjoyable. I listened to The Diary of a CEO by Steve Bartlett, which is one that I've been recently listened to. Stephen Bartlett is great, and he runs, I think it's called the Social Group or something like that, and he does loads of social media work. And there's obviously Joe Rogan, which is a great podcast anyway, regardless of all the controversy. Probably a couple of football ones as well, but I want to be able to get my podcast to a position where it is like those podcasts. Now, I know that's difficult. It's about, you know, creating strategies to get there, getting on the best guests possible. And in regard to guests, I think it's only fair that, given the fact I'm here talking to you now, I tell you a bit about what is the future of this. Is this going to carry on? Yes, it is going to carry on. We had this same conversation last year, and you know, I expected to do more. I didn't deliver on that, and for that I'm sorry, but I'm working hard to, you know, to get back to what it once was, and it will fully be back to a better position very soon. I can assure you of it. And I just want to let you know that this isn't the end. This is just, this will never end. Will it become less frequent? Maybe. Do I want it to become less frequent? Definitely not. And that's just the way it is. We don't want it to become less frequent. But sometimes we have to realise that the reality of it is that there may be times when it does become quite difficult to make a podcast. And that is not news that I want to give anyone. It's just, unfortunately, one of those things that happens. And life at the moment is not difficult. I don't want it to sound like I'm having some sort of breakdown or anything. It's just very tiring. I know that recently, over the last couple of weeks, I've definitely been feeling a bit more grumpy. And I'm not a grumpy person. I'm quite a positive person. I'm quite an energetic person. You know, if you worked with me on a night shift at the pub, you'd know I'm quite energetic and I love everything. I love life. But I think recently things have got a bit too much. You know, it's the amount of sleep I'm getting, doing work up until I'm going to sleep, and then I'm getting up super early to go to school, and then I've got homework to do, and I'm missing things, and I'm missing deadlines, and then it all just becomes basically like Albert Einstein's desk, which, if you haven't seen, is just extremely messy, and that is difficult, you know. I'm trying not to make it a big problem here, because obviously I just want to make sure that we can all get podcasts heard and we can get you guys enjoying the podcast as much as possible, and that's all I want, and I'm going to do everything in my power to do that, absolutely everything I've got I'm going to, you know, try. But before, you know, I even go into any more of that, I just want to talk to you about guests. Now, what does the future hold for this we've just discussed? Is it going to happen? Are we going to keep going? Yes. But who is actually going to be coming on? Because there isn't much point of it carrying on if there wasn't going to be good guests, right? You'd agree. Now, don't worry. We've got great guests on. We've got a boxing announcer. We're hopefully going to have a few motivational speakers coming on. A few more friends and local people talking about the various great things that they're doing in the community. And we're going to be trying to get some footballers on, football agents, commentators, reporters, business people, and I think the last time that we properly did, the time that I was properly focused on podcasting, and it was virtually everything to me, in that time I've really learned about media a lot, and I'd say that probably when the podcast kind of started becoming a little bit less frequent, when we stopped going in the studio as much, which if I check here, I think the last one may have been my old teacher. Yeah, December 16th, I knew things were becoming a bit difficult. I didn't want to admit that. I tried to carry on, but I ignored the fact that I was tired. And I was probably going through a stage of burnout, if I'm being completely honest. And that's not something I like to talk about, because I don't like the idea of being burnt out and having to almost force yourself to stop for a little bit, because I'm not that kind of person. But life's just got in the way at times, and that's a horrible thing to have to think about, but life has got in the way, and it's my trajectory has remained the same in regards to I want to still do media as a job, and it's my passion, but it's everything else around it. It's school, it's my personal life, it's the amount of time I have in the day, it's the amount of sleep I'm getting. Things are great and then things go terrible for a little bit, and then, you know, it's like the last week, I'd say, has been one of the worst weeks I've had for a long time. It's just been tiring. It's just been, I've just felt fatigued almost. I just don't feel like I've got much energy to give. And it shows, you know, if you've spoke to me in the last week, I've just not felt the same. I've felt tired. I felt a bit annoyed at the world, to be honest. I don't even know why. I just think that everything is a bit too much at the moment, you know, with Ukraine and Russia and money and, you know, things that shouldn't worry me but do. It's the irrational fears that I have. And although I actually say that, you know, everything going on in the world politically isn't irrational to be scared of, it's the other things that I'm worried about as well. Like, for example, I got a bit of an injury to my leg, my hip flexor. and it's extremely minor. Like, it's nothing serious at all. You know, considering the injuries that footballers get, this is probably almost as minor as you get them, really. It's just a minor hip flexor injury. When I run, sometimes it can be a bit painful, and it can just kind of get, the more I run, the bit more painful it gets. It's just a little bit tight, and it's just not quite right. It's not teared, I don't think. I can walk fine. I can walk for as long as I want without it hurting. It's just when I start running and getting physical that I struggle. So that caused me to overthink. I'm a big overthinker anyway. You know, I look at my video views after about 10 minutes and I'm like, okay, well, am I doing well? Is there something wrong with what I've done in the video? Why haven't I got 100 views in this? Or why haven't I got, you know, and then I realized views aren't everything anymore to me on this podcast. I just hope that if there's only 3 listeners, that those 3 people have enjoyed it and think it's the best thing they've ever listened to, and that they come back again. And if it's 1,000 listeners, that they go, oh, okay, well, I enjoy this as well. And I hope everybody has the best experience when they listen to this. 1 viewer or 1,000,000 viewers. I just want you all to have the same experience, and you all mean the exact same amount to me. A lot, a hell of a lot. So yeah, a lot of stuff's been getting in the way. I want to have good guests on. We're going to have good guests on. I'm determined. I've had a few things try and knock me down over the recent times, but I'm not going to let it get ahead of me. I've had people try and get me down over this last, you know, couple of months, maybe the last year, really. People that I thought I could trust, people that I didn't trust necessarily, but have still brought me down in some way. Challenges are presented all the time, aren't they? So I'm just giving you really a brief kind of thing to look for in the next year. Now, in the 76 episodes plus, okay, so because there's, you know, the little weirdly named episodes that I used to do when I was 14. 14, I know, crazy. I'm approaching 17 in July. Now, times have changed a lot, and 76 episodes in, we've got, you know, equipment now, which I think we got around the episode 30, 40 region. And we've got more kit. I've got more money to buy kit if I really wanted to. I'm looking at maybe buying a DSLR camera to record podcasts in the future. But that's only once I'm 100% certain that we're ready to commit to that. Because I feel that if I just rush into it and buy a DSLR camera for 400, 500 quid, which I would probably use for photography as well at football, I may just be wasting money, and I don't really want to do that, if I'm being honest. So I know that from when I bought my PC for recording podcasts, I actually only needed a £9 cable, and I ended up spending like 800 quid on a PC. One of the most stupid things I've ever done, but I now use that PC every day, and I'm very glad that I've got it. So actually, it's a win, lose, and then a win situation, so I'm not going to complain. So yeah, the podcast has got a lot of potential. I've made a lot more contacts since we were last here, and I mean a lot more, especially in the world of football, so do expect more footballing stuff. I've never really done that many football podcasts, to be honest. I want to get Billy Davis on here eventually. Obviously, he was a former Forest manager, a bit controversial, but he's someone I'm interested in. Hoping to get Darren Fletcher on, maybe the odd Forest player if I could really try. I'm trying to get Mark Crossley on, Nigel Jemson, you know, some of the big names in football locally for me, for my club, Forest. I love Forest, and I've got the pleasure of commentating on, you know, Nottingham Forest. It's just a dream for me, really. It means the absolute world to me. So, yeah, that's basically all I've got to really say to you on that. A lot of good stuff to come. A lot of cool guests. We're going to have DJs, as I said, a boxing ring announcer, motivational speakers, business people, hopefully someone from the FA, managers. Anything you want, we'll bring it here, and I can make it happen. Politicians as well. We're going to be holding politicians to account. We're hopefully going to be holding like a great debate or cute question time style podcast where we get maybe 4 people and then a politician on to discuss things locally or nationally or whatever. We're going to try and make it happen. It's going to take time, but we're going to try. So all I would say is thank you all very much for the amazing 2 years that we've had. I'm sorry that this year hasn't been the year I expected, nor the year that I anticipated or wanted. In regards to the podcast progression, everything else has been great, and I'm thankful to everybody for your support. All I'm going to say is that when it comes to the third year, I'll be able to sit here and say we've done another 50 episodes. I'm going to go for, and we're going to absolutely smash it out of the park. So here's to another year. Here's to another 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Who knows how long this is going to go on for? I don't, but I can only hope forever. I've absolutely loved this. The podcast has given me everything I've ever wanted. It's given me the confidence to talk. It's given me the confidence to write. It's given me the confidence to communicate with people on a journalism basis. It's given me the confidence to string a sentence together without the fear of being shot down. It's given me the, you know, it's given me a voice in the public domain. Because for people that knew me privately, like family, I'm a talker anyway. So this hasn't created a shy kid going from shy to confident. I was already confident, but it's given me an opportunity to show off my my voice on a professional basis. And that's something I'm proud of. My football commentary, I love it. My football reports, I love it. My radio presenting, hopefully that I'll be doing soon on a Monday, love it. Life is good, you know, and the advice I would give to everybody is just remember that, you know, we only get one shot at life. When you see an opportunity to try something new, you've got to take it. You've got to take it, man. Like, it's when lockdown came, obviously everybody was worried, this new virus going around, and, you know, what danger is it going to pose to, you know, me and my grandparents, or, you know, my brother, my sister, my mum, my dad. It's a scary time. It was a scary time in the pandemic. We're still in it, you know, but that start, that lockdown, we were still there and we were thinking, God, you know, what does the future hold? I'm scared. And I sat here in the same position, looking out of my window that I'm now looking out of. And I said, you know what, let's do a podcast. And I did it. And since then, everything's been great. So maybe you're going to risk something today based off this. You're going to say, I've always wanted to try a new job. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to go for the job. It might pay off. And you live happily. Regardless of what money you earn, happy is the real wealth, right? If you're happy and you're wealthy, that's how it works. Money's great. Happiness is greater, right? We can all agree. So the advice I would say to everybody is, try new things. Don't be scared to try new opportunities. Don't forget to try new opportunities. And most importantly, just live life and have an open mind. So thank you all very much for listening to episode 76 of the Bat Ball Podcast. Quick reminder, if anybody wants any gardening doing, J Martin Gardening Services is going as well. I love gardening, so get in contact with me if you need anything doing. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, stay on for another year. Give me some feedback as well. Let me know what you want. Do you want more podcasts with boxers or footballers? Or do you want more podcasts with businessmen and motivators or feminists or anti-feminist movements or whatever you want to do? I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I'm going to probably not say actually anti-feminist movements or feminist movements just to try and shy away from controversial subjects. But maybe we could have someone that's representing both parties on there. I don't know. But that goes for everything as well. Not just feminism. This could be anything. In particular, probably politics, I think, at the moment is something I'll probably get. I'll probably have pro-conservatives on, you know, anti-conservatives. And yeah, there'll probably be a bit of shouting. Hopefully not, though, because I don't want the mic to start distorting, you know, as we know it can. So anyway, episode 76. Thank you all for 2 years. It's the 27th of March, 2022. We started on the 27th of March, 2020, during a complete lockdown, the first of its kind that's been used in forever, pretty much, and certainly nothing that anybody in our generation has seen, nor my mum's or my grandma's. So, scary times create tough people, I suppose, and also creatives as well. So I'd like to say that I've helped you throughout that time, and I hope that this is the rebirth of the podcast this year. This is the rebirth. So thank you all very much for listening. Take care and do share with a friend. Episode 76 of the Bat Ball Podcast with me, J Martin.